Thanks, everybody, again for joining us today on Bridging the Gap. The judge is detained today. I am Corey Graham, your Powell County Fiscal Court Communications Director. And today we're going to be talking with a new group that's trying to move Powell County in a progressive direction and make some positive change. This is going to be about the Lazarus Foundation. It's a new 501c3 charity organization in our county. And they've already made a pretty decent impact on the community. They're starting with a major event coming up Monday at the Clay City Park. It's going to be River Fest. I think you may have seen some flyers around town. But before we go into that, let's talk with Vice President of the Lazarus Foundation, Jarrett Rose. We're also joined today by Chris Cheney of the Bluegrass Area Development District. Jarrett, why don't you go ahead and start us off and give us a little backstory.
Hi, Corey. Thank you for having me. This is Jarrett Rose, and I have the honor and privilege of being the Vice President of the Lazarus Foundation. And the way this got started, like most good ideas, just a bunch of friends getting together and discussing what would make Powell County a better place to live. We all live here. Most of us work here, are involved in the community, and we wanted to give back to the community. So how we settled upon the name, I'll start with that first, the Lazarus Project. Well, that was kind of twofold. It started out as the Lazarus Project and later became the Lazarus Foundation. Of course, as Corey said, we're a 501c3 nonprofit. But the way that got started is twofold. One, you know, Lazarus, as you'll recall in the Bible, was resurrected. And that kind of played into this. We want to resurrect Powell County. We want Powell County to live up to its full potential and be a place not only where people can be proud to live, but proud to visit and happy to visit, and a place that can really exploit and show the world its full potential. So we want to resurrect Powell County, much like Lazarus in the Bible. Now, also, some of you local history buffs will know that Powell County was named in 1852 after then-Governor Lazarus W. Powell. He was the 19th governor of Kentucky, and Powell County was made a county under his tenure. So we named it in honor of him. And one thing that I noticed during my time in the courtroom here in Powell County is we don't really pay homage to that. There's none of our local people are pictured in the courthouse. A lot of other county courthouses I've been to have portraits of old judges or perhaps a governor that they were named after, or the person that the county was named after. And Powell County really didn't have that. So I said, why not, as part of this group that we've started, donate a picture of Lazarus Powell, Powell County's namesake, to be hung in the courthouse. And I've helped coordinate that with the help of Dwayne Curtis. He was kind of the art broker on this, and we want to thank him, of course, for that. And Robert Powell, he's a noted Kentucky artist. He's famous for his sketches. He's wrote countless books on Kentucky history and done a lot of good sketches. So I got with Mr. Powell, and he was more than happy to donate. And we actually have a print of Governor Powell that is going to be hung in the courthouse. Hopefully get on that soon, and we'll let everyone know when that date's going to be. But we were very proud to do that, and it's just kind of a thank you from us to Powell County, and to let people know what we are and what we're about.
Beyond just the portrait and the initial offering to the county, what kind of projects do you see the Lazarus Foundation developing going forward?
Well, we, of course, want to work on scholarships. We're very pro-youth. We want to encourage our Powell County High School students to become involved in their community. So we want to eventually start a scholarship fund and give it to a worthy senior graduating from Powell County High School. We've also discussed having farmers markets, different festivals that can not only benefit the people of Powell County, but bring people in Powell County. And I think we have a nice base of tourism for that. As you know, Powell County's home to the Red River Gorge, Natural Bridge, the drag strip at Clay City. We have a lot of stuff going on here, and we really want to showcase that and really bring a down-home feel to all of our visitors.
Earlier this week, we had Larry Meadows on the show, and he talked a lot, as did Ovi Holland, about the need to unite in tourism throughout our county and to bring the people who come into the gorge to bring them into Clay City, and the people who come into Clay City to bring them into the gorge, so that we don't just isolate ourselves and put our regions of this county on an island, but instead we give people an opportunity to see the county as a whole. Do you see the works of this foundation being effective in working toward that?
Sure. I think the days of the old feuds are over, and I think we're a united Powell County. When you ask anybody traveling outside of Powell County where they're from, they say Powell County. They don't necessarily say Stanton, Clay City, or Bowen. We're Powell County, and we really want to bring that to the table.
Speaking of festivals and bringing tourists into the community, Jarrett, tell us a little bit about the genesis of, and then we'll throw it over to Chris to kind of give us the nuts and bolts of what's going on Monday in Clay City at the city park.
That's going to be the River Fest. I'm sure you've seen the flyers for it on Facebook. If not, check it out. But this is going to be kind of our first inaugural event. But River Fest is to celebrate the river and the tourism that comes along with the river. We have a lot of kayakers, canoers, and people who enjoy the natural beauty of Red River. And Chris can tell you more about that, the boat ramps that are installed in Clay City and how that's going to help benefit the tourism there.
I'd approached the mayor, I think 2 years ago now, and presented this opportunity. It was a grant through Kentucky Fish and Wildlife for a small boat access on the river. And in our discussion about the potential for having a new public access at the city park, which is bounded by the river, it came to light that the city also owned property 4 miles downstream, but just about a quarter of a mile overland. So it provides this opportunity that you can put in at the city park. You can paddle around the city, basically. It takes about an hour, and then you can take out on public property, and you can walk back to your car. So it's this great opportunity that you don't get in many places. Paddling is becoming more accessible to more people. You can go into Walmart or Rural King and buy a really cheap kayak or a really cheap canoe and get started in it. And you don't have to have a lot of disposable income. My family, we saved up and that was our gifts to each other for Christmas 1 year, and that was our way to get into it.
So for this particular project, it's not just so much selling kayaking on the river, it's more selling the river itself.
It's true. And the river really ties our community together. It spans Powell County. Every small community in within the county is touched by the river in some way. And we're all tied together in that we get our drinking water, which is vital for life, from the river. Our very lives are dependent on this river. And so it's something that we can kind of all rally around and we see it as a recreational resource. We see it as a natural resource. And it's something that we can all be proud of and take ownership of. And it's something that really can be something common to all of us. But, that's talking about the local aspect of it. But then, that we've already got the Red River Gorge and that we're developing this recreational opportunity in Clay City and hopefully beyond, tie the gorge all the way down to Clay City and further develop the entire river for recreation. Then it becomes a draw for tourism, which means that we're going to bring outside dollars into the community, which will benefit us. That's what really makes us prosper and grow and provide better opportunities, more jobs, more businesses, and hopefully a better quality of life in that we have more wealth as a community, but then that we also have more access to healthy activities and just being out in nature in general.
Well, the river itself has always been a source of pride for Clay City, as long as I've known. It's been, it's the backbone of the community. It was part of why the community exists in the first place. And it's great to see finally a festival to celebrate that, as that's such an integral part of Clay City history. Tell us, now let's just get into the nuts and bolts here. Tell us about Riverfest. What can we expect if I hop off the parkway on the exit and decide to stop off? What can I expect to see?
Well, we kind of given an open invite to any organizations in the community and beyond that want to come and set up a booth or set up a table, either to do fundraisers for themselves or to promote their interest. And so, we've got a lot of local organizations that are already interested. Clay City Lions Club, Clay City Fire Department is going to help us with some organization on site that day. Powell County Search and Rescue will be there. We're going to have the Livestock Association, Lazarus Foundation will be set up there. We've got a lot of groups that are hopefully going to be there and be able to showcase what they have to offer the community. We're going to have somebody come from, actually from Richmond, Mike's Hike and Bike. They're going to bring boats. Hopefully we'll have enough of those to rent. And if not, a lot of people are going to bring their own boats. I'm going to bring mine. And hopefully everybody can get a chance to get in the water and see the river. We're hoping that there's not too much water. If there is, we're going to go ahead and have River Fest. We're going to have fun, and everybody can come back when the river goes down. That's the thing about the river. It's a little fickle. And so Clay City has this kind of love-hate relationship with the river. It's been a boon to industry in Clay City in the past. This week, leading up to River Fest, we've had a little bit of rain and we've got a little bit of water in the river. But if we don't have more rain, it'll go down, and it should be a good level by the time the event goes on. So,
and I know there's going to be some live music, some musical entertainment. Yes. I believe, if I am correct, you're going to have not only Powell County's own Josh Nolan, but WSKV's own Chelsea Nolan on scene.
That's correct. And Ethan Hunt.
So it's a good lineup. It's one of those things that it's a good family event. Also, if you're a supporter or an alumnus who cares about the Powell County Band, the band is going to be selling pizza to generate revenue for a really special band trip to New York City. So even if you're just a member of the community and you just want to stop by and support some of these great civic organizations that are going to be there, of course, that would be more than welcome too, I'm sure.
Yes, that's exactly right. The other thing that we should point out is there's no fee to come to River Fest. We're not charging admission. It's basically you just kind of come. You can enjoy the music. You can check out the booths that are set up. We're going to have a little ceremony to do the ribbon cutting. And we're also showcasing the park. There's been a lot of improvements to the park over the past year. There's a new paved walking path. There have been some Boy Scout, Eagle Scout projects around the park. One project was to build a stage, and obviously our musicians will use that stage. There's some new benches at the park. They're already out there, but that was another Eagle Scout project. And then there was an Eagle Scout project to build a fence around. There's a little historic site at the park that was part of the old sawmill that was on that location in the past. And so we've at the park have put up a little fence around it, and they're working on a plaque that explains what those artifacts are. So we're gonna talk about those things and kind of do a ribbon cutting for just basically everything at the park, including the boat access, which is under construction at this point. But you can actually kind of see what's going on now. So even if it's not finished, we hope that everybody will be able to see what the opportunities will be at the park going forward. So.
Great. So it just sounds like it's a giant celebration of recreation in Clay City, which is what it ought to be.
That's right.
And Chris, tell us now, it's going to be Monday, the 29th. And what time should I be there?
People are going to, hopefully people start showing up at noon, and around 12:30, 1 o'clock, we're going to do the ceremony aspect of it. And then from 1 to 4, we'll have the music. At that time, if you bring your boats and you want to paddle around the river, assuming the water levels are safe, you're welcome to do that then. And if not, if you want to wait until the music is over, about 4 o'clock, things will start winding down. And hopefully at that time, anybody that hasn't had a chance to paddle the river can get out and do the loop. It takes about an hour. We'll have help directing traffic at the crossing on Kentucky 11 on Main Street there. And we'll have signs up to direct people where to go, what to do. And we'll have volunteers out helping people find their way too, to help familiarize everybody with the loop. We're calling it the Clay City Loop on the Red River. And we'll have people there to answer questions, and hopefully everybody has a great time.
All right. Well, I hope everybody enjoyed this particular episode of Bridging the Gap. Join us next week. It's going to be Law Enforcement Week. We're going to have some great guests, and we're going to talk a lot about law enforcement in Powell County. But I hope we see everybody Monday out at Riverfest in Clay City. I'll be there, as will these particular people who've given us the time to talk to us today. And come out and support your county, support your city, and support some great organizations. Thanks, everybody, and we'll see you Monday.